With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Millions of Americans are traveling for the July 4th holiday.
Americans are expected to shatter travel records over the July 4th holiday week. People are jamming airports and crowding highways to get where they're going. The TSA says a record-breaking number of people, nearly 3 million, traveled through airports in a single day last week, and that figure is expected to be broken this week. The AAA expects more than 60 million of us will travel by car during the holiday period. Gas is $3.51 a gallon on average today, just about a couple of cents cheaper than last July 4th. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, uncertainty over President Biden's grasp on foreign policy is endangering our national security. That's the view of Texas Congressman Keith Self, who says the president's appearance at his debate with Donald Trump 1 week ago unnerved many of our allies. And he says the Biden administration experiments with social engineering and the armed forces have impaired our military readiness.
Because we know that every service but one has trouble recruiting. I believe it's because of what you talk about here, the DEI, the wokeness, the social experimentation within the military. Our military is not prepared for a major regional conflict, much less wider than that.
The full interview will be broadcast on the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. A lightning strike caused the larger of the two wildfires that has killed at least two people and destroyed or damaged more than 1,400 structures in New Mexico. Meanwhile, the nearby Salt Fire remains under investigation. The Salt Fire is now 84% contained. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear a pornography case. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Texas has a law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona abortion advocates who say they have about 800,000 petition signatures in support now of placing an abortion amendment to the state constitution on the November ballot. Roughly half that many valid signatures from registered voters would be needed for the measure to qualify. If approved, that amendment would enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. This is SRN News. Los Angeles will pay $21 million to settle claims by residents after authorities bungled the detonation of illegal fireworks 3 years ago.
The blast injured 17 people and displaced dozens more. City Council approved the payments this week. The matter now goes to Mayor Karen Bass for final approval. Federal report says the LAPD bomb squad packed 40 pounds of the most volatile fireworks into an armored containment vessel, but it was only rated for 33 pounds. The vessel exploded. The debris rained down on scores of homes, businesses, and vehicles. Jason Walker reporting.
A Fort Dairy worker in the U.S. has been infected with bird flu. Health officials say the worker in Colorado had an eye infection and has since recovered. The man worked on a farm in Colorado and had direct contact with infected cows. Three previous cases were reported in Texas and Michigan. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.